Today is Monday, July 26, 2010, and you're listening to Robert Lee Camp on the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Welcome. Let's see here. There was supposed to be some music playing. That didn't happen. Anyway, welcome to the show. I have a lead-in song, and I can't. Oh, music is playing. Okay, good. I wish I could hear it. Anyway, we'll see here. We'll just give this a second. So I hope you're having a really wonderful Monday today and had a great weekend. We are officially in Asheville now. We've been here for about a week. And it was I've moved before in my life. I've moved many times, actually. Any Queen of Diamonds probably moves a lot because we have a Five of Hearts and Mercury in our life spread. But this was probably the most difficult move that I've experienced. And I can't say exactly why. It's just really, it's been a lot more work than I ever expected. And I think it has a lot to do with how much we took on as part of the move. But we're here. It feels really good to be here. I mean, I really remember why I love it here on the East Coast, especially in Asheville. Pretty much every day since we've been here, a huge thunderstorm rolls in the afternoon and cools everything off, and it rains, and I just love that. I'm a Cancer. Hey, what can I say? I like water. And it's humid, and I like that. I like the way my hair feels and my skin feels in this humidity here. And we're at 2,300 foot elevation here, so it's not as hot as the rest of the Southeast. We're about 10 degrees cooler than most of the rest of the area, so I think it's the best of both worlds, actually. So it's good to be back. It's really good to had a two-week break. We were overwhelmed last week. I probably could have done a show if I really tried, but it just didn't feel right to push. And we've been spending all week getting things ready. It just really, today was our first day really of being back in business. And a lot of you have been waiting very patiently for orders to be fulfilled. And we are now sending those out. And hopefully you'll get your order if you've been waiting in a couple of days. I'm back in action. If you'd like to get a reading, we're set up. At least that part of our life is set up. We don't have all of our boxes unpacked yet. And for any of you who live in the around Asheville or in Asheville, let me know. Send me an email. We're going to have an open house in about a month once we get everything situated. I'd love to invite you to come over and visit. Okay? Just send me an email. July 26th, here we are. We're in Leo territory now. Early Leo, and this is a Two of Clubs day. People who are Leos are a double card of their card, so they are the more dramatic version. I think it's good to study the Leo birthdays of cards because you really do get to see that card really in its purest form. Because the person doesn't have a separate ruling card. So it's good to kind of study people. Leos don't have all the cards, of course. There's only about 30 birthdays of Leos. But the cards that they do have, it's really good to study those because you learn a lot. Okay, so who's born today? We have people like Sandra Bullock, Gracie Allen. We have Dorothy Hamill, figure skating. Also, in sports, we have Kelly Clark, snowboarding, women's snowboarding. Aldous Huxley was born today. Mick Jagger, Carl Jung, Stanley Kubrick, Helen Mirren, Jason Robards. Some very interesting people. Kevin Spacey and actress Vivian Vance and Gracie Allen from the old days, and George Bernard Shaw, writer. So we have some very talented people. I mean, people who are two of clubs are extremely intelligent. Their mind is unsurpassed in analyzing and dissecting and making sense of things in their life. So if you're born today, please feel free to call in and ask for a reading. It'll be great to talk to you. So every Monday night we have a topic, and tonight's topic I've decided is about the important people in our life. Okay? Important people in our life. So, and the connections you have with them. So, first of all, I want to define, before I talk about, you know, who are the most important people in your life, I want to define what that is. Let's define it this way. The most important people in your life are those people with whom you have spent the most time with. Okay? So, who have you spent the most time with? That's what we're talking about. When we talk about the most important people. Not just who changed your life in terms of, like, you know, you could have a one-time event with somebody. You could have, like, 5 minutes with somebody that could change your entire life, and that's important. But what I want you to think about now is the people that you've spent the most time with, because these are the people that, in my opinion, are the most important to you, whether you think so or not. The people that you actually spend the most time with. And think about if you, and you probably have already done this because if you've studied the cards, you've probably taken a look and you see what connections you have with these people. Those are the people with whom, if you do the connections with them, you're going to learn a tremendous amount about you and your life. I mean, and you might even notice that among the most important people in your life, like people you've married, because naturally, if you have been married, you spend a lot of time with the person you're married to. Maybe you've had, like me, you've had several marriages, and you see a pattern. You see that, you know, the people you've been with, a lot of people that you've been married to or in significant relationships with, you have the same connections. Well, what do you learn about that, about yourself? I'll take myself as an example. I'm pretty easy. I have had not all of my significant love relationships have been this way, but the majority of them have. And that is that I've had a lot of Mars connections with the women I've been married to or in relationship with in a significant way. And lo and behold, if you look at my astrological chart, I have Mars conjunct the Sun and I have Mars square the Moon. And so to see the Mars connections coming up in my relationship, it really shows me so well, more than anything else, that I have Mars stuff to deal with. I have Mars stuff going on inside of me. Naturally, I'd be attracted. Now, when I got married to, and I knew beforehand that I had Mars connections, but that wasn't why that wasn't the reason I got married. I didn't get married because I knew I had Mars connections with somebody. I mean, I got married because it felt like the right thing to do, and it was really a strong magnetic pull. Okay? But as the relationship progressed, the Mars energy showed up. It showed up very quickly, usually very, very fast. Now, I look at my best friend Joseph, and I look at our connections, and I have double Venus with him. He's Venus to me twice. And I'm Saturn to him twice. It's very interesting. And when we first really got together, I was his teacher because he came to a class. But soon after that, he became my teacher. in terms of learning how to open my heart and have a better relationship in my life. So he was my teacher for a while. And then I became his teacher again. And it kind of goes back and forth. But the friendship is really, really strong between us. And this compatibility between us is very strong with these Venus connections. And I really feel like having Joseph as a really good friend is almost a sign that I've come somewhere. I've made some progress in my life to where I can have close people in my life who are Venus to me instead of Mars. It's really interesting. So you can watch yourself change, or you can watch yourself progress, and you can see how you can see that reflected in the connections you have with the people that are in your life. Now, your most important person might be one of your children or a parent, especially if you live with them. Now, again, remember my definition in the beginning. It's who do you spend the most time with? That's who I consider to be the most significant. Who do you spend the most time with? So you look at these connections. What if, I've seen this a lot, by the way, what if you're married to somebody or in a significant long-term relationship with somebody who most of your connections are Saturn to you? Now, what does this tell you about yourself? Why would anybody, like, you would say, well, nobody would consciously choose, like in my case, a relationship with five Mars connections. Or no one would choose consciously somebody with whom their first connections are Saturn. And yet we feel drawn to these people. We feel magnetically drawn to be with them. And it almost doesn't matter what we think or how we look at the situation. We still end up choosing them and being with them. So there's a powerful force at work in our life. And it's not one that most of us, I would say most of us, have no awareness of it. We just don't have a conscious awareness of it. What is this force that causes us to choose who we choose in relationship? You know, we try the best we can. We use the cards and we say, hey, this would be a good relationship. That may not be a good relationship. And we try to sort people out in our life. But you'll find, I find this over and over again, that in spite of all of our best intentions to do the right thing and choose the right person, we'll still end up with the same kind of person that we had last time until we learn the lesson that's associated with those connections that we have with them. If you have Saturn connections with the person, it means that you are hard on yourself. There can be many reasons for that, but you are your own greatest critic, so naturally you'd choose a partner who reflects that to you. They're critical or even in some cases abusive to you. Mars would be angry with ourselves. I can vouch for that. Now, if you find yourself with a relationship where there's not these connections, where you have Venus, well, good news. You're moving ahead. You're moving ahead into a more compatible situation in your life. So the best thing we can do in terms of connections is use them as signposts and let us know where we are in our own life. Now, you know, I've had Mars as long as I can remember, and I'm still working on that. I can't claim that I've already overcome it. Maybe you're attracting the same kinds of relationships too. But I can say this, I'm much more conscious of this. Very, very much more conscious of the people I'm choosing and why I'm choosing them in all of my life. It was very interesting too. I wanted to share a short story with you before we end this discussion. We hired three guys to help us unload our boxes here at the house, and I asked them all their birthday. Well, one of them was my best friend Joseph's son, Rama. He's an Ace of Diamonds, Three of Spades. And the other guy was a Ten of Diamonds with an Ace of Diamonds ruling card. And the third guy was a queen of clubs, six of clubs. And all three of these guys had such wonderful connections together. And it was just a pleasure watching them interact. And they all had good connections with me. It was just, it was really wonderful and magical. It kind of made a really difficult job into something that was sort of fun and, well, just fun. It was, you know, it could have been really, really difficult and hard. And yet there was all this compatibility floating around and everybody was kind of having a good time. And I love that. It was just a wonderful day. Okay, so we're going to end our discussion now. And we're going to take a short break. And I'm going to play a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock, that you probably haven't heard in a while. This is called Sri Ram. And when we come back, we're going to be opening up our lines. The lines are open, actually. I'll be taking your calls. So we'll be right back after Sri Ram. Be right back. That was Sri Ram. It's off my CD Bhakti that's still available on iTunes and different places like that on the internet. Anyway, we're going to begin our call tonight. Before I take my first call, I just want to say one thing. I just really appreciate all of you who come and listen to the show. I've gotten so many emails, and I don't know, I just really love that connection with you guys, whoever's listening tonight. I love that connection that we have, and I'm really happy to be here to create this show with you. So thank you for your participation as well. Okay, first up tonight is Lisa from Indiana. Her birthday is April the 4th, 1948. She's 52 years old in her critical year. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the
show. Hello, Robert. Thank you. I really appreciate the music that you play.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations on your move.
Thanks.
In keeping with your topic tonight, I would like to expand on my relationship with my Three of Diamonds.
Uh-huh. And what
and
birthday is this Three of Diamonds person?
It's 6/14/1949.
Okay, so he is also an Ace of Spades. Ruling card.
Yes.
Okay. So, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I wonder if you see that we will be settling in closer together or actually sharing the same house under one roof this year.
Well, what does he say?
Or soon.
What does he say? Have you asked him?
Yes. It's a difficult situation.
Lisa, turn your speakers on your computer down, please.
Okay, they're down.
Yeah, that way you can
hear
me and talk.
I'll move away from the computer.
That way you can hear me and not be listening through the computer version of what I'm saying. Okay?
No, they're down.
Okay, good. So it's been difficult, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, your nature and his are very different, you know. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
I mean, he's a Three of Diamonds. You're a person that's very strongly geared towards settling in with somebody, and he's probably not. He has a lot more challenges, relationship-wise and emotion-wise, than you do. Okay? All right? Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Now, you may have, because you're an Eight of Spades, you have this power, and you may feel that you can probably make him do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you might be able to. You might be able to get him to move in with you and like that. But I have a feeling that he will slip back out of that somehow if he doesn't really want to do it himself. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, you have his cards right now, and you're also displacing him. You're displacing the Ace of Spades this year. So it would be good for you to just kind of have a conversation with him, and really, as if you didn't want anything from him, just have a conversation and try to find out what he wants. That makes
okay.
sense? You know, I mean, as if you didn't even know him, but you just wanted to kind of get to know him. And sort of like, see if you can put aside what desires you may have, or you know, what needs you might have of him, or whatever. Lay that aside as if you were just had just met him, and you wanted to find out what he's like and what's important to him, and see if you can find out where he's going and what's happening for him. I think, you know, you guys have a past life Mars connection, so. In a way, you know, part of the reason you're together is just to kind of have some great sex. You know?
Some great what?
Sex, S-E-X.
Okay. Okay.
But sometimes those relationships can have also a lot of fighting, you know.
So you don't think this is the relationship for me, then?
I don't know. I can't say for sure, but I know that I don't get the feeling like he really wants to move in with you.
Right.
From what you're saying. You know, and you know, you really have to listen to what he's saying and be more, like, open to the truth. His truth. You know what I'm saying?
Then do you think that there's another relationship that I'm not seeing, or that is coming up?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You
know, everybody can get exactly what they want in relationship. You absolutely can. No doubt about it. But you can't say exactly, you can't say exactly who it's going to be. Okay? You can define the quality of it. You can define what it would feel like, or what this person would be like that you really love to see and have, and you'll get that. But you can't say exactly who it will be, because that's beyond your control. You see? That make sense?
Yeah. So
you
really
make a list of all the qualities that you really want in a relationship, and then you put that out to the universe, and then watch the magic happen.
Because I've been waiting 3 years.
Well, you're in a relationship right now.
Right.
You're not waiting now. You're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can't have one if you can't have a new one if you already have one. You know, you gotta like
That's exactly right.
You gotta empty your plate so it can be filled. Right. You have to empty the cup so that your cup can be filled. You can't fill up a cup that's already filled. So
I just don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, you know, but just you need an objective opinion about this. You know, talk to one of your friends about it. Do they think it's going anywhere? You know, be open to other people's point of view. It's hard for us to see it when we're in it. You know, it's really difficult for us to see what's going on often when we're in a relationship. All I see is that it's difficult. And I see more difficulty as the year progresses. Okay? For you.
Thank you, Robert.
You'll have to make your own choice. If you let go of him, there will be somebody that follows right behind. So, thanks for calling and being my guest, Lisa. It's really nice talking to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good night. Our next caller is a birthday girl from Washington. Her name's Marianne, and her birthday's tomorrow, July 27th. She was born in 1945, and tomorrow she'll be 65 years old. Are you there, Marianne?
Yes, thank you for reminding me that. Medicare.
Hey, now you really get those senior citizen discounts.
It's okay, Robert. It's all okay.
Okay. I'll lay off the 65 thing. All right.
But why I'm calling is, oh my God, I've been the last 3 years, almost 3 years, 3 years, November 26th of this year, I've been going through quite a bit of hell. I married, or I was with a man for 13 years, and we got married on 7/7/7.
Uh-huh.
And then he died suddenly, unexpectedly, on November 26th of 2007.
Uh-huh.
Then his two sons, who are 36, 38, decided to try to say that I never got married to him and take me to court. And the courts came back and said, no, they're married. And now I'm executor, and I'm still going through all this stuff. And it's coming to a culmination, maybe September, October, going to court. And I'm just wondering, how do my cards look for that?
Okay. Well, for court things, we always look at the Mars cards. It's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what your Mars cards are. Because court always means you're fighting with somebody.
Yes.
Okay? It means you and somebody else are having a battle. So you look at what cards you have in Mars. And, you know, you can look at other cards, too. But that's the main one.
Mm-hmm.
Your card is an Ace of Diamonds and King of Hearts. Those two cards. Okay. Now, I would say that they're not bad, and they're not great. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think? Think they're great?
I don't know.
Well, you must have had some expectation, or you wouldn't have reacted that way.
Well, I read my destiny cards for the next 4 months, and they look pretty good.
Yeah,
well,
you have great cards. You have really great cards for the next 4 months, like you said.
Yeah, they look good.
The Mars period starts on November 8th. Do you think this is going to be wrapped up by then?
We might be in court in early September.
Okay. Okay, well, that will, if that's when you have it, your cards are great, so I wouldn't be concerned.
Okay.
All right. So, and, you know, but I see that your long-range card this year is a Seven of Hearts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that card kind of could mean that you're experiencing betrayal. Betrayal by other people.
Well, that could be the two sons.
Yeah, because, you know, they think that his money is their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
They're convinced that you've got your hands on their money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As insane as that sounds, it's how family members almost always are today. It's so,
mm-hmm.
You can almost count on that.
Today. Right.
In any death, the kids think the money should be theirs. They deserve it. And they make up reasons for it to satisfy their mind. And then they'll go out and perpetrate the most horrendous, heinous acts on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And without any...
And that they are doing, but...
Without any remorse, because they
so
feel justified.
So you're saying if it's earlier in the game, earlier...
If it wraps up
October,
earlier, it's better for you.
Earlier is better. You're saying Mars is not so hot?
Not so hot, no. Not as hot as you'd like it to be for a legal matter.
Okay.
But it's not the worst either. I mean, you know, it just looks like it could go the opposite direction. Okay.
Okay, so I need to push my attorney to get it done earlier.
Yes, I would recommend that based on the cards.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense to accelerate the process.
Okay, absolutely. So would you say Mercury or Venus?
Absolutely, you got great cards.
For both of those?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I will really push that. And can you see anything else out there that I need to know about?
No, I've covered it all. I've actually covered it all.
That's
so,
pretty much my year.
That's it. Yeah. You need to complete all this, and then you can look at what's next. It's a little too early for what's next.
Oh, okay. Truly, I'm in the middle of it all.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay.
Okay, Marianne, thanks for being my guest, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy
birthday. I
appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we normally take a break right now, but I want to take one more caller, and then we'll take a break. And our caller's name is Indy. This is a female from Miami, who was born on December 24th, 1975, making her 34 years old. Seven of Hearts, Nine of Spades. Are you there, Indy?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Clear as a bell.
Okay. Hi,
What's
Robert.
Up? Hi. What's up?
Okay.
Turn your
want a question from me,
down,
right?
If they're not down, turn them down.
Basically, I just left a 5-year relationship with an 8 of clubs. And
okay.
I would also like to know what I have in store for me. I mean, I've just
What was his birthday?
Birthday is May 24th, 1978.
Okay, so he was the 6 of diamonds ruling card. Okay. So let me see if I got this straight. You just left a 5-year relationship with 8 of clubs. How long ago did you leave it?
Literally, like, what, a month? Maybe three? Two months ago.
Okay.
Just 2 months
have
ago. I mean, we were living together for 5 years.
And have you
and,
seen him since then?
Since your topic was the closest relationships to you, I moved in with my best friend and now business partner. She's a 6 of clubs. And a 6 of spades, actually. So I'm really interested in knowing what I have ahead of me, what I should avoid, and what would help me heal. Because I'm really hurting.
Yeah, well, right now, you're in the Saturn period of the year, Indy. And that's the hardest period of the year, okay?
Yeah.
So I think you're really, really, it's really ending now. I think it didn't end until now. Okay? And so now is the time for grieving. Okay? And,
So I should grieve.
You know, your birthday, you're a 7 of hearts and a 9 of spades.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to realize that you came here with a lot of relationship karma to deal with. Do you know that?
Well, from your books, I kind of know that I have a lot of lessons to learn, and most of the lessons you have to learn are
that you cannot control other people.
Yeah.
That's the biggest lesson that you came here to learn, is that love is unconditional. Unconditional.
Okay.
Now, that's impossible for most people in an intimate relationship. So, you know, you don't have to beat yourself up if you're not perfectly unconditional with a relationship. But you do have to let go of this fear of being manipulated, used, controlled, and all that. Do you understand?
Right.
You got to lighten up so that you don't, because that causes you to take this sort of aggressive control stance, and I'm sure that creates a lot of problems for whoever you're with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're the one who's a 7 of hearts. 7 of hearts have to let go, you know?
Right.
They have to let go. Let go of the fear and learn to be with your fear and not project it onto your partner. It's okay, by the way, to be afraid. I should tell you the good news. Did you know that being afraid is a beautiful thing when we're just honestly afraid? Like, imagine having a partner that you could be afraid about what they're doing, you know, are going to leave you. And you're just able to say to them, you know, hey, I'm really scared right now because what you just said or what you just did, I'm afraid you're going to leave me, you know. And then imagine a partner that could just be there when you felt that way and just be present with you and let you have that feeling without feeling like he has to change or judge you or anything like that. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Right.
So you have to first give yourself permission to be that way. And then you can attract somebody who will. It's okay to be afraid. It's what you do with it that is what defines you, us. You know, it's, what do we do? Do we try to... Some people, when they get afraid, they just run away. They close up and shut down. Other people go into aggressive control mode. And other people become, you know, angry or whatever. You know, it's what we do with it that defines us. That's the main thing. See?
Okay.
So you want to try to elevate that aspect.
Okay.
Okay. So you're gonna have to go through this breakup with him. Okay? You're gonna have to let this end for real. And you know, look at what you have in your life that there is to be grateful for right now. That'll help you get through the Saturn period. You know, instead of looking at what you don't have, look at what you do have.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. Did you have another question?
No, actually, I don't.
There will be love in your life again and again.
I'm sorry, Robert?
There will be love in your life again.
Really? Yeah,
oh,
I have
of course.
A sad habit of picking serial long-term relationship person, and I'm not having, I keep picking. I guess I haven't, you know, learned those lessons, but I will
this time around. If you were listening to the beginning of the show, you'll realize that we always pick the exact perfect person, and we do it unconsciously. But it's always a perfect choice. And if you look at what happened and you look at the connections you have with the person you pick, you will see why you picked them. See?
Mm.
You'll see why you picked them. I mean, for example, the Eight of Clubs is one of your Pluto cards.
Well,
okay. Yeah, Pluto. So, yeah, you picked a Pluto card in order to make a great transformation, okay?
Yeah.
And you pick somebody that would bring up all this stuff. Good for you, okay?
Mm.
To show you that control thing. You're not going to control an Eight of Clubs. Forget it.
No, I know.
And it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, okay, so great talking to you, Indy, and good luck. Once you get through Saturn, go out and be social again, okay? It'll be really helpful. Go out to group things, and you'll feel like it passed.
So wait, right? when does Saturn end?
It ends on September 11th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Perfect. All right.
And
thanks
Robert,
for being my
guest. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much, and also thank you for your books, really. Can I just ask you about the 6 steps that I'm with now? Is this a good place for me to be with her?
I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to talk about that, but we're going to have to... I only let one question per caller, so.
Oh, right.
If you get a chance,
I'm sorry.
Call
okay.
back next
Thank
week.
You,
I'll
Robert.
Be happy to address that. All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. We're going to take a little break now before we take some more calls. This is another song. This is appropriate for a lot of us, especially for me. This song is called Transitions, and that's what I'm in the midst of, and maybe you are too. if you're in the midst of a transition right now, just remember that the transition itself is a beautiful thing, and the place you're going is also beautiful. Okay, our next caller, let's see, we have another birthday. Well, that was, let's see here. Yeah, another birthday person. This is Nicole, born July 25th, 1978. She's 32 years old, three of clubs. Are you there, Nicole?
I am here.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what's on the three of clubs mind tonight?
Oh, God, that's always a good question. So you sent me my yearly report, and I had the pleasure of finding tons of diamonds in my three of clubs and in my queen of clubs. Thanks very much. And I'm kind of curious because it shows that it's an auspicious year for my career. And
I did
everything that it said, and I found a lot of connectors with people in my life at the time. But it says I have a lot of transformation as a three of clubs and a queen of clubs. And my curious one is my Pluto and result card. The reason being is because the Pluto card is the Ace of Spades, and my result card is the Two of Diamonds, who happens to be my boss, who's a Sagittarius, and also a man I've been seeing who's a Gemini, Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
So needless to say, I'm getting it back and forth.
Okay, so both your boss and this man you're dating are a Two of Diamonds, is that correct?
Yes, it's torture.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could end up in a more significant relationship with that Two of Diamonds guy.
Which one? I got two of them.
do you want to have a relationship with your boss?
No, my boss is like my dad. I've been working for him for the last 5 years, so no,
yeah,
I work right underneath
I'm pretty much thinking
them.
It's the guy that you're dating.
He's a Gemini, and that's really
so
confusing just in itself, just to say the name.
Yeah.
Is there a problem
with him being a Gemini?
Yeah, split personalities.
Why? You're like more Gemini than he is.
You think so?
Three of clubs, are you kidding? It's the
club. I'm new to this,
it's
I'm getting it, I'm
threes.
Getting it. So I guess what the major questions are, I saw that it says you end up with a Two of Diamonds, so I'm like, okay, I'm kind of excited to go through a lot of transformation because I'm a Three of Clubs and I'm all about the experience.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of worried about the Pluto card because
the Pluto card is like what you have to go through to get to that relationship. And it's you that has to look at something. And I think it's your uncertainty. You know what I mean? Three of Clubs can never make up their mind about anything for very long.
No, I get scared so easily. You say relationship,
right.
I'm like hyperventilating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you will have to deal with that fear. Okay, that's all. It'll come up gradually as the year goes. Don't worry about it now. Let's not get so started early on it.
But I'm also worried because I see a lot of Pluto cards, and I know death does not actually mean death. But I've had the sad experience of a girlfriend passed away actually recently this year, and her card, when we were getting into your books, showed an unexpected car crash. It told her to slow down, and unfortunately, she passed away in a car crash.
Wow.
And it's kind of like, I'm just like, oh, goodness, Pluto, death, result, Two of Diamonds. This is not good. Because
well,
it also says I lose my job. It says tons
everybody
of stuff for the year.
Everybody has a Pluto card every year.
I'm sorry?
And people aren't dying every year. Just keep that in mind. Okay.
That's very true. So it says, like, I don't really understand what an auspicious year is, considering it says I lose my job.
Auspicious. Auspicious means it has special significance.
Oh, okay.
And it's usually something good, but it's like it could be a life-changing kind of a year, an auspicious
gotcha.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting
yeah.
it.
But, you know, this is a very auspicious year for your career, absolutely.
Yeah, but it also says I quit my job or get fired, so I'm just like, I don't know how great that would be for my career if I didn't have one.
Well, let's see. Now, if you're climbing up a ladder, every time
yes,
you take a step up the ladder, you have to leave one step behind, don't you?
Correct. But unfortunately, I'm coming to the point in my life where I've been climbing up the ladder so much that if I keep going any further, I'm going to end up getting away from the things that are more important to me, and that's wanting some more kids, spending a lot more time with my son, for the career that I do is very demanding emotionally. So that extra ring of ladder I know is going to take me one step further away from the heart matters that I really want.
Well, if you choose that career, then if you do choose to be one step away, that's because that's what you really want in spite of what you tell yourself.
Right.
Okay, so let's just be honest, okay?
I understand that. That's the reason why I don't want to go one step further.
We all say that we want, you know, be with our family more, but if we keep continue to choose something else, we have to question what we're saying.
Right, and that's the reason why I haven't chose to go any further. I've kind of just cut it off kind of at the knees and said, you know, this is as far as I'm willing to go now, and in fact, I'm stepping a little bit back.
Okay, well, good. Then you really do mean it, that you would rather spend more time with your child, with your son.
Right.
That's good.
And get the whole nesting thing together.
Yeah. You know, so that's good. It's a good thing. So, you know, but this is going to be a good year. And the career thing will go wherever you want it to go. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, there are lots of careers you can do out of the house. Tons of them.
Yeah,
I've
this
always,
is true. This is very, very true. And the long range cards, it's a jack of hearts.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm going to end up being like a playboy throughout the year? Because somebody told me that you can act like that. I'd rather be self-sacrificing.
That's not a playboy card. I'm not sure.
Oh,
who's
thank
told
you.
You that. But you can, unfortunately, you can delete that one off the list.
Oh, actually, I'm pretty happy about it because somebody said it has emotional immaturity, that it's can be like the little the little roundabout card where you're just getting too much attention.
The sacrifice could be that all these things, wonderful things, open up for you in your work, but you let it go to be with your child.
Yeah, that would be a good point.
Yeah.
And get rid of the Two of Diamonds.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But you know, Three of Clubs, every Three of Clubs I've met, every Three of Clubs woman has always got some boyfriend in the background somewhere.
Yeah, I've never been alone.
She's always got a backup guy or two, you know, available if she needs them.
It's the indecision part. I'm getting better with them. I'm getting better at commitments. I really am. I make them little small ones at a time.
That's a beautiful story. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being my guest. It's great to have you, and I'm glad you had a great birthday. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Jennifer from Florida. She's a double king. August 26, 1983. She's 26 years old. King of Hearts, King of Diamonds. Are you with us, Jennifer?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, I need a suggestion on a wedding date, and I emailed you, and you told me to call, so here I am.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what is the criteria for the day? Like, when are you thinking of having this marriage?
We were thinking July 30th, 2011, and that's a Jack of Hearts, double Jack of Hearts, which I know is an ideal, but it's just, for some reason, keeps popping out at me, and I was kind of looking at where the new moon was. And also, a funny thing was, is I booked the trip to Maui before I knew that this marriage would happen, and I'm going to actually try to make that our honeymoon, because it's in September 2011, at the end of September till October. So I'm kind of using that, and people will be flying in from a lot of places, so I'm thinking just sometime in summer, June, July.
So I have a question for you. I'm just kind of curious. Why are you waiting so long?
Why am I waiting so long?
Yeah.
First of all, I think I don't know, because...
Is that because you want to make sure you have plenty of time to see if you change your mind, that you can change your mind?
No. I think it's more of maybe to just plan it and to, because it will be a destination wedding for a lot of people. So people planning ahead, a lot of planning involved.
Oh, I see. So this is really about the wedding, you know, you're really planning this wedding thing, not about getting married so much as the wedding.
Well, And I did get engaged like about 18 days later after being involved with this person, so that's another reason why. But I knew them for like 3 years before.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So, I don't know. This coming year is a great year to get married for you. Absolutely. And you can certainly do it in that Neptune period if you want. Most people, most card people don't recommend getting married in Neptune. But you already know this guy. And by then you'll know him even better. So there's less of a chance of it being some mistake. Okay? Because of Neptune's influence. Neptune only affects new things, not existing plans so much. Okay?
Okay.
So I think that's good. I think it's a little long. If you change your mind and want to do it a little earlier, I would suggest you do it in December of this year. Okay?
December of this year. Okay.
Yeah, if you decide to do it earlier. Because you have some really wonderful cards for getting married in December of this year. Okay?
Okay. So I should do it before I turn 27, before August 26th. That was kind of
I think the year that you, I think when you are 27 is when you should do it. You're 26 now, right?
Yeah, and I was thinking July 30th, 2011, so I will still be 26 then.
No, you'll still be 27 then.
Oh, no, I'm turning, oh my gosh, I'm getting confused. I forget
yes,
how
are.
Old I am right now. I am turning 27. Oh boy, okay.
So that's why you called tonight, to find out how old you are.
Oh boy, I just lost it.
Love to be helpful here. Love to be helpful.
Okay, so July 30th sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
Even
I think,
Venus
I think
then,
it'll be
so
fine.
I don't
I
know.
Think it'll be fine. And if you just want, I don't like a Jack of Hearts day so much, but it is Leo time. So, you know, why don't you do it the day before and make it a Queen of Hearts day, you know?
Yeah, that was another thing. It was because it was a Saturday, a Friday, thing like that, too. So.
Hey, you know, when we got married, well, I shouldn't say when we, because I've been married so many times, but, you know, I pick a day when I want, when it's really good to get married. Everybody shows up who's going to show up. You know what I mean? If it's important to them to be there, they'll make it. No matter if it's in the middle of the week, they'll be there. That's
yeah.
just my philosophy on it. It's
That's
your
right.
marriage. You know
All
I mean?
Right. Well, thank
but
you very
it's,
much.
It's up to you. You're the king too. You should say, okay, look, this is when I'm getting married. Everybody, be here or be square. Okay?
Yeah, and he's a king too, so we're both kings.
Oh, excellent! Is he a king of clubs?
Yeah, he's a king of diamonds.
Oh, king of diamonds! Oh, good for you. Well, that'll be fun. All right. Well, great. Congratulations, and thanks for being my guest.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a great night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have time for one more caller. We're going to talk to Brittany from Riverside, California. She just had a birthday, too, and her birthday is June 24th, 1986, making her a six of clubs, eight of hearts, and she's 24 years old. Are you there, Brittany?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show, Brittany.
So, I'm in a humongous transition at the moment.
Really?
I'm moving on my own in 1 week, and I wanted to know what I have in store for me in regards to money, love, my home life, any foreseeable highlights or possible issues that I need to be aware of.
Well, so you're physically moving to a new place? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, on my own, though, which I've never done. I've usually been with a partner, or I was in the Navy, and I currently live with my mother, so I'm going to be literally on my own.
Oh, so this is your first time stepping out and being all by yourself?
Yes.
Oh, how scary.
It is a little bit scary.
Well, You know, your birthday, you're a very powerful person. I don't know if you realize this or not. You have nothing to be concerned about, okay?
Okay.
And you know, I mean, you might have some fear around this whole thing, but that's just your mind going crazy. Yeah, I think if you pay attention, you'll see that everything actually turns out really well.
Well, that's good.
You know, I mean, half the battle is just dealing with what we're thinking about. You know what I mean? Like the way the mind kind of goes off with things. That's half the battle. If you just pay attention to all the good things that are happening, I think it'll be a very easy thing.
I'm pretty good at that. I don't have a problem with like anxiety or like fear in general, but this is a little bit. It's kind of like an unknown type of a thing. It's not really I'm scared. It's just I have no idea what to expect. And I'm getting alone.
I left home when I was 17. I moved out as quickly as I could.
I moved out for the first time at 15, but I had a boyfriend at the time.
No, that's different. I was all by myself. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's just you haven't done it before, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful not to just jump into somebody's arms, though, who comes along and, you know, pretends to want to help you. You know, like, don't fall into that trap. If you get afraid, you might do that, you know.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Is
there anything that I should be looking out for? Is there any... Because I'm trying to start my own business. I'm trying to do all sorts of things, and it's very transitional for me.
Well, you're going to be doing a lot of different things at the same time this year. You can count on that. Okay, that's the way it's going to be for a year. You're going to be juggling things around. That's going to be the kind of year it is. And that's okay. It's okay that it's going to be that way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have to let it be okay. That it's going to be a year where it's not everything's just not all cut and dried and all figured out. You're going to be doing multiple things at the same time. Okay?
Okay.
And that'll be fine. You're going to look back and go, wow, that was a good year. Things turned out well. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. There were lots of things happening at the same time. But it turned out fine. Okay?
Okay.
And there'll be there may be one or two love interests that show up for you this year as well. You know?
I'm currently still, my ex is lingering, and I don't know what I should do about that one. Which, we don't have a bad connection in the cards, but we just didn't get along.
Well, you know, I don't know you that well, but you could be a very powerful person in a relationship. And you may attract that kind of person. Like control issues, you know.
Yes.
Control issues.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so
because
you have
two eights in your life. You have an eight of hearts and the eight of spades. So you are the powerful one, and you'll attract guys to fight with.
Oh, wonderful!
Until you acknowledge your own self. Listen, I just want to say one more thing before I let you go. Your birthday is extremely fortunate. Okay? Extremely fortunate.
I do know that. That's good.
So whatever your biggest problem is, it's nothing. Okay?
Okay. All right. I got it, Robert.
You can't complain about... You're not allowed to complain about anything. Okay? Because your life is so good that everybody else is jealous of you. Okay?
Okay.
And that's the truth.
Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful evening. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Brittany. You're going to have a great year. And call us back and let us know all the great things that have happened. Okay?
I shall.
Okay. Take care, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Right. And thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. All of you who are listening, my loyal fans, and people who write me and give me suggestions and tell me how annoying certain callers were, I appreciate all that feedback. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We'll be back. I'm settled now, so I have no plans to miss any shows for at least the next couple of months. So let's get it going. If you have any ideas, let me know. I'd love to hear what you would like to hear about as a topic on the show. So as we end tonight, we're going to play the Gayatri Mantra. to take you off into Never Never Land. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week.
Savitur Varinyam. Deyo yo na prachodayam.